Hello, welcome to episode 343 of Sprinkins and Geek Combat.
I'm Hammer.
And this is our Week in Geek. This week we didn't go see a movie because, I wanted to see Gentlemen, but I'm not...
Dying to see it.
Yeah, like, it's almost one of those, like, yeah, I really want to see this when it's available at streaming.
I want to see Gentlemen in theaters, but I understand where you're at. Like, it's for me, it leans more towards the theater part.
Next week is Harley, so...
That'll be in theaters.
Yeah.
I already bought my ticket for that one.
Did you really? Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow. Yeah, so no, we didn't go see a movie in the theaters this week, but we did watch our streaming review, which was brought to us by our... No. What have you been playing this week? Just because I know I want to talk about mine, so okay. What have you been playing this week?
Not really much. I was sick and I didn't play games, because you know when you're sick and you don't want to interact with shit?
Yeah.
I mean, I've been playing a fuck ton of, like, Terraforming on Mars, and I went to Snakes and Lattes and I looked at that game, but there was no table space. Really want to play that with people. I think it'll be fun. I watched a shit ton of North Korean and Chinese documentaries, though, about, like, the lost kids and the one child policy, so I watched three of those. And then I watched a bunch on North Korea because I'm fascinated by those things. And apparently when I'm feeling sick. And then I started watching The Plague, the pandemic thing on Netflix. Right. And then Jackie's looked at my log and she's like, what the fuck? And I was like, I feel like shit. And apparently this makes me feel better.
Yeah, okay.
What about you?
I actually decided to play something.
That's not Tomb Raider?
That is not Tomb Raider, even though I need to get back to Tomb Raider because we've been watching The Witcher and we're like four episodes through it now. And I really, actually, really want to play The Witcher right now.
I bought three after the first episode.
Yeah, I mean, I've had it for a long time, and just like, I really want to play this again. But I did, we talked about Fable a bunch, and I was like, I'm going to play Fable.
Yeah.
So I bought the Fable Anniversary Edition, which is the Xbox 360 edition of Fable with the Lost Chapters its, you know... up-resed and all that jazz. One, I still love Fable. Yeah. There's something about the charm of it, the way... And now it has age, so it doesn't play as well as I want it to play, but it still is a fun game to play. The humor is still there. I think there's a lot of people that gave this game a lot of flack when it first came out because of what Peter Molyneux had over-promised and under-delivered, and they... So they were upset at what the game
wasn't,
and not what the game was, i.e. Star Wars Battlefront. People are still upset over what the game wasn't, where, like, blah, loot boxes were, like, loot boxes were never in the game. Well, they were before it was patched out, before the game ever came to people.
I even still enjoyed the freaking, like, single player, honestly, but yeah.
But, like, people were so angry over loot boxes in Battlefront 2, and we were like, yeah, it was never part of it, so what's your complaint about Battlefront 2? Well, loot boxes! Okay, but those were yes, they were. But it never... You, as a consumer, never had to deal with the loot boxes. So what's your other complaint?
EA.
Okay, so you're just dumb. And I feel like people were angry at what Peter Molyneux didn't put in this game over what is in this game.
I agree.
There's so much... It's so forward-thinking, for one, of just a lot of the stuff that it does that you see now are kind of standard, and you... are like, yeah, of course. But at the time, it was like, whoa, this is different. Hot garbage.
I was going to ask. That was my biggest concern, like, question is, how does it look?
It looks like an early 360 game. And maybe not which even that good.
Which is impressive, because it was an Xbox One
game. Yeah, but maybe not even that good.
I'm kind of curious about the up-resed version, because I have the old Xbox version, and I haven't played it in ages.
It's not... I don't notice it being... Like, I figured it would be smoother or something, and it's just... Like, alright, I have to get past this. And, you know, Sarah came in, she's like, oh, you went and bought Fable. I was like, yeah, I've been really wanting to play Fable, and so I went and grabbed it. She's like, well, what do you think? I'm like, it's Fable, and I fucking love Fable. Like, I want to sit here all day and play Fable, but I know I can't.
Yeah.
So I'm having to be like, do a quest and turn it off and go do it, which fucking give me a rust button, goddammit. Because this game came out like 04, I think.
Yeah.
And it was at the point where autosaving wasn't quite up to snuff.
Yeah.
So I went through almost the entire tutorial and turned it off. And I hit save in the game and turned it back on and had to start completely over. And I was like, okay. Luckily, I could skip conversations and run through it, and I didn't have to. So I went through it real quick, but I was just like, I forgot. Like, this is one of those games that you can't just, I'm here and off.
Mm-hmm.
You could if, you know, the Xbox had just a rest option that PlayStation 4 does, but.
I forget about that once I try to use my Xbox. Like, God damn it.
Yeah, it's, man. Fuck, that rest option is overlooked.
I use it all the fucking time. Yes. Well, yeah.
I pause every game and throw it into rest. So it is still a lot of, like, it's the graphics haven't aged well, and it could go for another remaster, essentially.
I'm about to say, like, this wouldn't be a game I'd actually see a remake or a remaster. It'd be amazing.
This is one of the things that this is one of the many reasons, but this is one of the top three reasons why I'm so angry at Microsoft, because give me a fucking Fable game. It was different, and especially because of the way it was just, it just felt completely different over everything that I had played before, and it's still played since, really. It's its own role-playing game that I love the fuck out of. Like, Kingdoms of Amalur is probably the closest that's come to this.
I need to go back.
Now, Kingdoms of Amalur is really, really, really fucking good.
Yeah.
And it's on your PS3 because it was a PS Plus game at one point. And I want to go back to that as well. Like, I keep thinking about bringing my PS3 downstairs. But, like, give me a Fable game. Like, I'm begging Microsoft to give me more of this. I'm like, please. And then they're like, you want a 4-player co-op Fable game? Fuck no, I don't.
Isn't that part of
this is what you're getting.
Isn't that part of the Games with Gold this month, too?
Fable Legends? Yeah. We'll talk about that. Like, I'm all over. Right now, I'm having to struggle to put down my Xbox controller, which doesn't happen very often.
No.
Because I love Fable so much that I'm like, I kind of want to burn through it so I can get to Fable 2, so I can burn through that to get to Fable 3. You know, and I love, there was something special about this franchise that I loved, and I wish that they would get back to that.
I mean, I really liked what they did in general. Just the idea of, like you said, forward thinking, like, it'll let you choose your play style, and it'll let you choose your, it was the first ones doing the whole, whatchamacallit, morality systems. I wasn't, but, like, it did it.
It wasn't the first, but it was.
But it made you feel like your actions had impact by the way people reacted to you, by the way you looked.
So much in KOTOR that it mattered as much as it feels in this one. Now, KOTOR, it kind of does because of the way it ends and all that jazz, but.
But the way, like, this one, like, people reacted to you differently, all that shit, like, the idea of you can change your playstyle if you want to be more of a melee person, if you want to be more of a tactical person, archery.
And you get more experience because of whatever you use, and you
I like those things. Like, it makes me want to go play it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go probably go digging just to try to find the damn disc anyway.
I mean, but I've got the anniversary condition now, which is the
The anniversary condition?
So, yeah. So, like, if you want to borrow that one, totally, you're on board, because, like,
You bought a physical version?
Yeah.
Really?
I couldn't find it on the store.
Really?
I went to the Microsoft store on my Xbox One.
Yeah.
Typed in Fable. All that came up was like Fable 3, Fable Legends, Fable Heroes or whatever. That was it. And so I don't know of a way to access the 360 and the Xbox
online
store via the system. So I was just like, fuck it. Typed in, GameStop had it. I'm like, okay. It's so $30 fucking dollars.
Yeah. It's so fascinating that you bought a physical disc. Because you have
physical discs.
You don't buy a variant for games you don't very much
often. Shadow of the Tomb Raider was physical.
Yeah, but you got that as a present and you complained about it.
Borderlands 3.
Got it because it was a special edition.
No, regular edition.
You got the special edition of Borderlands 3.
No,
regular edition. You didn't get the special edition, really?
Yeah.
But how are you going to play all that stuff that you're not going to play?
The DLC that you can pay to download later?
Yeah.
No, I still buy. Like, it's one of those games that I'll still buy physical. I can go either way. Luckily, like, this generation makes it easier to go digital, where, like, especially on PS3.
Oh, fuck,
like,
that, no.
You want to download a game? Yeah, totally. I hope you don't want to play it this March.
Dude.
But it's only January. Yeah, it'll be ready in April.
Like, okay. Xbox needs the rest button. PlayStation needs the fucking firm, the back end stuff for their store that Microsoft does. Because every fucking time I could download the same damn game, which I had on accident. It was like too bad because it was free on both of them. Definitely downloaded faster on there.
Oh, hold on. 100%. Their infrastructure of Live is incredible.
Yeah.
And especially since they built it like 20 years ago almost.
Yep. I'm like, come on, fucking PlayStation. Yeah.
But I'm all over playing Fable, so that's what I'm playing right now. Yes.
Also, forgot to. I did finally watch Raising Kratos. It was okay.
Fucking get out of my life.
It didn't do, like, so Jackie came in halfway and she's like, Corey Balrog's an asshole. And I'm like, he kind of is. And I don't feel like it did as good of a job showing what I was expecting. I guess I got it built up too much in my own head. And they never talked about the idea of how the stuff I heard about, I never got to see any of those stories about, like, how broken the return mechanic was until the very last minute. They never talked about it once. And I was like,
yeah, they did.
Nope.
Yes, they did.
Nope.
Yes, they did. Nope. Because they talked about how right before they went to E3, like, it wasn't working.
They didn't. I mean, I didn't hear. Like, I got a little bored. There are some parts that are fucking amazing. I loved seeing, like, Christopher Judge talking about it because he talked about, like, genuinely the emotions and, like, seeing, like, the one who played, God,
what the was kid, it? Atreus?
No. Freya of Freya, Milfheim. Yes. Yes, of Milfheim. Fuck, yes. And, like, hearing them all talk about it, that stuff was impactful. Hearing the other people, Corey, I did not like him by the end of it. Like, he came off as very much an asshole, I guess. Everyone else I really dug, though. It was okay. Not as what I was hoping. And I think it's like the victim of building up in my own head.
I'm glad you saw it.
Yeah.
I can't agree with your...
That's... No, it's
your
fine.
Opinion on it, but that's fine. It's your opinion. Yeah. I'm not going to tell you you're wrong, but you're wrong. It's okay. But like...
You tell me I'm wrong.
And especially when you brought up Chris Judge, how emotional he got of like... As an actor, yeah. I'm not around my family, so I'm kind of adopting this little kid and we're going through... And he was like crying and I'm like, Jesus...
It made me go back and watch Stargate.
Yeah.
Like, that's been my, like, kind of go-to-sleep thing. A thing I've seen a billion times. Just because I'm like, I'm fucking gonna miss seeing this guy. And I really want to go back and play God of War,
though. Yeah. I was thinking about that, too. I was like, fuck, I really want to play Horizon again and God of War again. And right now, for the next, like, 2 months, there's nothing.
Yeah. And then...
until the end of March. We get beginning of seven. April.
And then we start getting
Last of Us, Ghost of Tsushima, PS5, Xbox Series X.
Yeah.
So I have been going. I mean, I've beaten Horizon, I think, like 3 times now, and I'm like, I really want to play Horizon again. Like, I love Horizon so much. Horizon's
a lot of fucking fun.
And I want to play God of War again.
God of War, I want to play more than Horizon, but I also played Horizon. Fuck no, I did play Horizon before God of War. I want to go back and play God of War.
But so bad. You've seen Jackie play it, and I think that's why you feel like
yeah, that's probably
these timelines are intertwined because you're like, did I just no, that was but yeah. I was there. So
yeah, I hear the fucking
dude. I love fuck. Like right now, I'm like God, I'm gonna play Horizon like right now. Like you're like and scene, we're done and fuck.
Yeah,
but and it's Super Bowl, and I was like Super Bowl Horizon. Like I love Horizon so much. Yeah, so that's kind of what we've been playing. So now we'll get to our streaming review, which was brought to us by our buddy TK. And on Amazon Prime, he wanted us to watch Mom and Dad, which is Nick Cage at his Nick Cagiest. And Selma Blair, which was really nice to see Selma Blair again.
I find her so hot. It's so weird.
Well, like she has MS, so that's why she basically stopped acting.
Really?
Yes. Not. And so it was good to see her, but like she's she's real bad right now. Like, she can't talk much. Like, she's real whispery when she talks and everything. So I'm wondering how long ago they'd filmed this.
Yeah.
How they did it. I'm really glad that they did, and it's really awesome that they put her in it and she was able to do it.
I did not know that at all.
It's a movie about a virus which is causing parents, essentially a virus, to kill their kids. But it's only their kids.
Yes.
Okay. You run into issues almost right away.
Mm-hmm.
Of like, are they trying to... It's like, adoptive families.
Yeah.
Do they go after their kids? if they don't, are they trying to say that adopted families aren't, like, those aren't really your kids?
I mean, I never really thought about that. I was like, I literally thought it was, like, it's only biological.
But it is the species killer, essentially.
Yeah.
Because you can't have kids, or if you do have kids...
You're going to want to kill them. Like, literally, yeah. The woman, like, doing it with her baby.
Yeah.
That scene, I was like, oh, please, get this over. Get it over with.
That was a little rough. This movie's weird.
Yeah.
Weird. And Nick Cage is doing, like, I wonder at any point, have directors stopped with Nick Cage? Are they just like, do whatever you, do your Nick Cages. And he's just like, okay. All right, brother girl. Like, because he goes, and there is nobody to be like, whoa. He is on his own plane of like, I'm on Nick Cage it up, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And he does.
It's
fine.
Yeah, no, it fits.
Because
it fits,
I expect it for Nick Cage, but I can't see him as anything other than Nick Cage.
So the part with that is that makes it almost a little more unnerving is that him talking about all these things, like him, like, you know, like how far everything's gone and all this crap and how far, like, he's like, oh, God, let's just fuck everything. And I can't pull myself away from thinking this is just Nick Cage talking about his actual life. And that's what's unnerving about it. I was like, oh, my God. Like, that's the thing, is like, I can't pull it away from there. And then I look at this and then I look at,
like, the color. Well, I think another problem is I can't see Nick. I can't not see Nick Cage.
Yeah.
I see it as Nick Cage out there doing something, not whatever actor he's playing. Yeah.
100%. But I also look at, it seems like he's been taking, I feel like this is almost out of a short story, out of a Lovecraftian thing. Because then you also have the other one, like Color of Space, which I really want to see. It looks terrible. But I want to see it, but just, it's him being himself and then just weird fucking shit happening. He was probably the one that threw me out of the movie the most.
Because
his acting is just...
He Nick Cages it.
He does. He hams it up 11. So much.
He's...
Like, everyone else actually is a solidly going acting in the scene for the most part. Him, it's just like, okay, I don't know what movie you're in. He walked
I don't
in.
Know when he got to this point. Because I really liked him in, like, the 90s when he was in Leaving Las Vegas and, you know, The Rock and... All
wasn't
these,
he in, like, Raising Arizona, too?
That was the 80s. But, yes. Face Off. Like, even in Face Off, where he's unhinged, but you're like, I see why you're unhinged in this specific one, because you're playing somebody else who murdered your child. Like, and you're all you see. I get why you'd be unhinged. But now he's just so Nick Cage in everything.
Yeah.
And...
When Nick Cage used to be a tagline, now it's almost like a byline. You're like,
Yeah, like, National Treasure is the last time that I think I saw him. It's not...
And they're supposedly doing a third one.
Yeah.
Which I...
All right. I mean, I could...
I mean, I like them, but I'm like, I don't know if I like them now.
I just... I don't understand why he has to Nick Cage every scene he's in. It's not like he's this huge box office draw that can get away with it.
Yeah. I have no fucking clue.
And so I don't know if directors are just like, we've given up on you. We're just going to let you Nick Cage.
It very well could be
because
that.
The only way this movie's getting made is because your name is attached to it. Because he's in a lot of low budget, like indie kind of things now.
Yeah. Yeah. How about this? I actually kind of like this movie. I love the way it's shot. The way this movie is shot is very trippy, and it actually led... I realized there's more than a few times that I was like feeling weird is because the way it was shot, it actually built tension with that. And I love the angles. I love the oddness of everything because it got this really cool feeling of the whole flash forwards and backs. I liked the movie overall. It's actually kind of good. Nick Cage tossed me out of it so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone else honestly felt like they were in
it. The movie's fine. I'm gonna...
It's not like great, but...
I will recommend it since I recommended 68 Kill.
Yeah.
It's along those lines of like, it's a B-movie. You need to know it's a B-movie. You need to know it's a zombie movie, but it's not a zombie movie, but it is a zombie movie.
Let the B-movie be.
No.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
You don't have to rush out and see this thing.
No. But I will say that if you like odd movies, 100% see this. Because this is an odd movie.
Mm-hmm.
But I really stick by that. I love the way it's shot.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, that's all that stuck out of my brain was just, ooh, interesting. Oh, okay.
I mean, it had the really hot blonde from 13 Reasons Why in it.
I still haven't seen that. I just think about her. I keep wanting to say Selma Blair, and I know it's not Selma Blair.
I mean, Selma Blair was the mom.
Okay, who's Linda Blair then?
Linda Blair was the girl in The Exorcist.
Oh, that's why I got the mix up. Sorry, my bad. I don't know why I always get this mixed up. Yeah.
All right, so we're both going to say see it. But so for this week's stream review, it's going to be brought to us by you, buddy.
Yes, I want us to watch on Amazon Prime The Last Black Man in San Francisco. I heard a lot of stuff about this movie last year. I have no fucking clue. I watched the trailer. I still don't know what the movie's about, but it looks fucking gorgeous.
I hope that it's not Sorry to Bother You.
Everyone I've heard is not saying where it's like that.
I fucking wanted to watch that so bad. Because Lakeith, I think it's Lakeith is his name. I
fucking love that dude.
He's awesome. And I was like, I don't know what I'm... I know I'm missing all of the allegory here. Yeah. Because I don't... Ooh.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping this is a...
I don't think it's that everything...
I've heard no, I don't like think it's a really, comedy. Obviously, it's more of a drama.
A lot of people that we listen podcast-wise that live in San Francisco rated the shit out of this because they're like, dude, if you know San Francisco or not, this gives you a good feel for it. But yes, we're going to watch The Last Black Man in San Francisco on Amazon Prime.
All right. If you have anything else to watch on Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, HBO Go, Disney Plus,
or something we have that we can forget about all the damn time.
God, let us know at battenhammer@gmail.com, battenhammer on Twitter, Sprague and Ziggy on Facebook. You can reach me. I'm at Taro Skippy.
I'm at Kren Kalis. Make sure to like us, love us, and share us every Monday morning on SoundCloud, iTunes, and still working on Stitcher. But yes.
2 out of 3, bud.
Yep.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and get to this week's nerd news. The first topic of conversation, we got a new trailer for Final Fantasy VII Remake.
So in. The trailer is not good, but the game
I can't... The trailer's amazing.
The trailer's not good, but...
I don't understand where you're coming from on this.
Sarah said it best. She's like, the trailer does not make me want to play the game. The nostalgia makes me want to play the game.
Take the two apart, because I watched the trailer and I'm like, oh my god.
I want to play the game so fucking bad. You could have showed me a still for a minute. I would still want to play the game.
So ungodly hyped for this game.
I look at the trailer and it's like with every fucking trailer I've ever seen from like any of the Squaresoft games. Generally, it doesn't do a lot for me.
Video game trailers are kind of hard though, exactly. Because it's not a 2-hour truncated thing. It's 40, 50, 60, 100 hours of stuff. Because, like, I watched the trailer to Persona 5, and I was like...
Oh, I fucking love that.
Okay. But
yes.
I've not heard anybody say anything bad about Persona 5. Everybody's like, this game is amazing, it's great, blah, blah. I watched the trailer, and I was like...
Yep. And that's what I was like, that's what I feel like this is. I will say the big part is when they go to the Honey Bing Inn, fucking make me lose my mind, because I'm like, I can't wait till Golden Saucer. But that was one of my first favorite...
Golden Saucers...
Honeybee and
next crack. Year.
I think they'll get to Honeybee. Won't they get... Oh, they're going to be in Midgar the entire time.
Yeah, this is all disc one. And Golden Saucer's disc two.
I still can't wait.
I can't wait either. Red 13 looks...
He looks
beautiful. Oh my god. He looks god.
Better than the Advent Children movie, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm excited. I'm
so super hyped for this. I cannot wait.
Like, I'm pretty much with you. I think I'll probably take some time off.
Yeah, I'm like, do I want to take, like, a week off of work to just sit at home, take the kid to school, and then play Final Fantasy VII all fucking day?
It's kind of awesome.
So that I don't have to wait, like, months to play this game and, you know, not be around her during the weekends.
Yeah.
Like.
Not sacrificing time kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm debating, man, because it looks ungodly good.
It looks so
good. I cannot wait. This, if everything that's supposed to come out this year comes out this year, what a fucking last year for current gen systems.
Mm-hmm.
What a year. Oh my god.
Oh, fuck, I'm sorry. I'm really excited. I hope it's good. I hope it plays and feels good. That's all my main concern.
Yes. I mean, if it plays like 15,
mm-hmm.
which it seems like it's going to play like 15,
that's good.
I'm in, because 15 is...
15 played really well. That was the best part of the game. If there was a
story, yes. It would be my favorite Final Fantasy.
Yes.
I love 15. I'm like, oh, you're...
I think the worst one was the Leviathan fight. That was a shit fight.
But, yeah.
But everything else, I really fucking enjoyed.
Yes. Speaking of trailers. There's also a new trailer for Quiet Place 2-ish. It's like a Super Bowl trailer, which just shows John Krasinski for like 7 seconds. And then it goes, at least as far as we watched, it goes back into the first trailer.
I'm going to see it no matter what.
What we saw was a trailer before the trailer, which is fucking stupid. They need to stop this shit. I'm fucking there. Yeah. I don't care. So we stopped watching the trailer.
I'm fucking there. I don't care.
If there's more to trailer number two, we missed it because we just didn't watch it. But it's fine. I know I'm going to be all over this fucking movie. I cannot wait. Speaking of being all over it.
Oh, man. I watched this and then I wanted to watch it with you.
There are two sagas that are coming to an end. They're still going. That's not coming to an end. They're still going.
Which one?
They have one more movie. A trailer for
Final Fantasy.
Fast and the Furious 9.
Final Fantasy. Fuck.
Stop seeing these fucking movies.
It looks so terrible.
Oh my god. So, John Cena is in this.
I didn't see him though.
He's been in the other 8 movies.
Has he?
Yeah, you just didn't see him.
Oh my god, damn it!
He's been there the entire time.
I threw that shit before I entered the room.
Yeah, I fucking love that line. He plays Dom's younger brother who's evil now. Han is back? I don't remember what happened to Han.
He died in a car crash.
Did he?
Yeah, in Fast and Furious.
No, it was Tokyo Drift.
Tokyo Drift.
Did he?
And then they also addressed his death later on in the other movies.
Did they really?
Yeah, because he's in the later movies.
Is he?
Yeah. He's part of the crew.
Like, I thought this was the first time. I have been off forever. I was like, no, I'm out.
I want to do, and maybe we can do this
again.
Where we can talk about the idea of the timeline. And all the different in the Fast and Furious universe.
No, I'm not watching.
We can do this, and we will have to watch them all, and it'll be an extended universe conversation.
No, we are not watching. No.
Or what if this even better?
Banana.
If we just watch the trailers and then make the timeline based off the trailers.
We write Final Fantasy or.
There you go.
We write the Fast and Furious franchise just from the trailers.
Yeah.
It's hard to do because we've seen the movie, so we'd have enough.
No, but that's fine. We could do as much.
This movie needs the Rock.
It's stuck between a rock and a hard place, but there
it
is
doesn't
a rock.
Have charisma. And it's like, you want to see Vin Diesel? No, I fucking don't.
I'm so fascinated by the people that are super excited for it.
Dude.
Because I'm like, it looks terrible.
Dude.
This movie looks like the way I feel
he
about it.
He jumps off the fucking cliff, gets caught by a bridge rope, and the rope swings him around and doesn't just snap the axle off the fucking car.
That part doesn't bug me. Because this is Fast and Furious. I don't expect... It's not Fast in Physics.
All of it bothers me. All of it bothers me. Except for Charlize Theron. Nathaniel Emmanuel. It's not Nathaniel.
Who are they?
Missandei from Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah, because she's a hacker, right?
Sure, I don't know. Yeah. The last Fast and Furious movie I saw was...
I think it was 7 for me.
3? Maybe?
Oh, wow.
Dude, no. No.
So you watched Tokyo Drift, that would be
3. I watched the first one.
Yep.
Because I heard about how great it was. And I was like, really? So I watched it, I was like, this movie's fucking trash. We don't watch it for the movie, we watch it for the cars. If I'm watching a shitty movie about great cars, I'm watching Gone in 60 Seconds.
Exactly.
So then I watched Too Fast, Too Furious. I was like... Okay. Huh. And then I watched Tokyo Drift because it was Asians, and I was like, no.
Oh, I love Tokyo Drift so much. It is a guilty pleasure.
But, like, they're fucking horrible. And they... people keep seeing these fucking movies. Stop seeing these goddamn movies.
Can you imagine if you watched the first one and told them, it's like, you're going to be in a 10-episode saga with spinoffs, and you're just like, oh my god, they shouldn't call them spinoffs, they could call them spinouts. Spinouts, right? Yeah. Anyways, this trailer looks really bad, and I'm going to go see it because I have to.
I hope something else comes out this week. Please, for the love of God, anything come out this weekend. Because one, I'm going to be lost. I'm going to be like, I don't know what's going
on. The sad part, it'll probably be a better movie than Rise of Skywalker.
I mean, Rise of Skywalker is a fucking mess, too. I can't wait till we can start talking about that openly. Fuck. All right. Yeah.
Yeah, there, buddy.
Also, we've got news on our free shit, good shit for the month of February. So, we're starting with Games with Gold because this is going to be the last you remember of it. For Xbox 360, we just talked about this, you get Fable Heroes and Star Wars Battlefront, the first one.
Mm-hmm. The first one.
I mean, okay.
I mean, if it was Battlefront 2, I'd be excited, but I think they already gave that out before.
I don't think they've given out Battlefront 2. I can't remember.
I have it still, so.
You also get Call of Cthulhu and TT Isle of Man. Now, I don't know what this is, but it looks like, based upon the box art, it is a motorcycle racing game.
Yep.
Isle of Man is a motorcycle racing game.
Is it Isle of Le Mans?
No, it's Isle of Man. TT, Isle of Man. Okay. Guess what game I'll not be playing.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't... What a rough...
Outing. Whenever there's racing or sports games in there, that's like a lose-lose for us.
Usually. There are times where, like, I downloaded the show. Now I haven't activated it or anything, yeah. But I'm like, it's there if I ever want to. Racing games don't... Because I did... There was, like, Tabletop Heroes or whatever, which was, like, Micro Machines.
Yeah.
I think it was a Wipeout type game.
Fuck, I really want to play Excite Truck again from like the Wii back in the day.
So there are a few times, but mostly, luckily, PlayStation came in and bailed everybody out. So for PSVR, for the first time, you get Firewall Zero Hour. I've heard it's really good,
yeah.
And so, finally, is it a one-off thing, or are they doing this every month?
I kind of hope they do it every month. I think they need to. Every other month, I don't know, just build it up, come on.
You also get The Sims 4, which is fine. Yeah. Like, that's cool. All right, that's
solid.
Yeah, and then the BioShock collection,
which.
So this is 2 months in a row that you were getting at least 4 games.
Yes, play the fucking BioShock collection. I love that game series, and I've played through it a bunch of times. It is well worth even just having it downloaded.
I am gonna go back through, because I didn't appreciate. BioShock, the first time I played it, I was like, okay, this is fine. And everybody's like, BioShock's great! And I was like, what am I missing here? So I'm going to go back through it, especially now, because all of them have... It looks like it's all the DLC, since it's the collection.
It is.
I really want to play Infinite again.
And Burial at Sea is really good.
I keep hearing Burial at Sea is amazing.
It's fun.
And so, I'm interested to go back into this, but again, this is 2 months in a row, which you get a great collection.
Yeah.
Bravo. So Microsoft needs to bring something out next month.
Mm-hmm. Please. Again, like, I will tell you this 100%. If you play... I like... BioShock is one of the games I played, though, that I realized when I played it, I was like, I understand why this was a big thing. Because it kept on changing, kept you going on versus, like, the normal tried and true kind of stuff. It does a lot of stuff shooter-wise. Second game is mechanically so much fun to play. Story-wise, it's okay. It's got Minerva's Den, which a lot of people really talk really high about because it was just a really cool thing. And I love Infinite. Love the world, love the feel. It is fucking terrible.
Pretty.
It is pretty as shit. And I will say that Burial at Sea is a lot of fun because, again, it plays with your expectations a little bit and makes it a little... It does tweaks to the game that's already existing and does fun stuff with it. But yeah, 100%. Good solid one.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get to this week's pod question, which was brought to you by me.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to know, what is your favorite Monty Python skit? We got a couple answers. We got one from our buddy TK, and he just went with the Lumberjack song, because he went to college out here in NAU, and their mascot is the Lumberjacks, if you don't know. And I was like, that works. And the Harold Life Mate came back with his answer of the parrot sketch.
Yes. Your parrot is no more.
Which is, I mean, there's a lot of good stuff. What's yours, buddy?
Mine is the funniest joke, the World War II joke thing where they weaponized a joke. I can't remember what it's called, but I know this one. It's a guy wrote the funniest joke in the world, and it killed him. And then it killed others. So what they did during World War is they changed and translated in German, gave it to a bunch of people who didn't know German. So they just said it out loud on the front lines, and Germans just died everywhere. It's fucking terrible. It's really good, though. What about you?
I went with... and I don't know if it's... It's definitely not a sketch, but that's okay, because I went with... from the Holy Grail, there's the part where... they find the church, the Church of Anthrax, I think.
Yeah, it is Church of Anthrax. And so, I just watched it on Flix this week, so.
All the hot nuns are basically there, and they're like, spankings all around, blah, 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 blah. And my favorite is, at the end, after he's rescued by the other knight, he's dragging him away, and he's like, they wanted me, I was going to have sex with all of them. He's like, I bet you're gay. Am not, like, the beats of pause are just hilarious to me.
Fuck, I missed that.
Yeah, it's very subtle.
We just watched that in the theater, and I was like, fuck. Although I will admit, one of our friends was saying, like, that it's not that, like, that, like, Holy Grail is not the best of their movies. And I'm like, I actually agree with her. Like, it is, nostalgia-wise, it was the first one I watched. There are much better ones out there Monty Python-wise. Like, honestly, Now for Something Completely Different is probably the best, in my opinion, because it's all of their best sketches, just, like, back-to-back and streamlined.
I mean, I love
Monty Grail Python, yeah.
So it's...
It's a solid one.
Yeah, Holy Grail has got a special place for me, so that's where I always go with. But yeah, that's my answer on that one. What's your question this week, buddy?
My question is, I've been thinking about cons again lately, because we're... And I can't remember if we've asked this, but if so, too bad. I want to know, what is your favorite piece of free merchandise that you've gotten? Free. Not something you bought. Something that you got for free or stole, if you're our friend TK.
Liberated,
yes.
Interesting. Okay. So let us know your answers at battenhammer@gmail.com, battenhammer on Twitter, Springs Eagle on Facebook. You can reach me. I'm at Taro Skippy.
I'm at Crank Kalis, and make sure to like us, love us, and share us every Monday morning on those other areas like SoundCloud, iTunes, and
fucking Stitcher.
Ridiculous. Bet you're gay, Stitcher.
Fucking Stitcher.
No, whatever. I think they'd actually pay us more attention.
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and get on out of here. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to episode 343 of Spriggins A Geek. So we're Spriggins A Geek. I'm Bat.
I'm Hammer.
Next week's going to be a long episode because it's going to be Harley Quinn.
Birds of Prey.
And I feel like we're going to talk a lot.
I feel like it's going to be fun. I think I'm going to take notes.
Oh, it's...
I'm going to take notes. It's going to be fun. I'm excited. Yeah, please be excited.
It's going to be something. Fuck. Mm-hmm. Embrace your geek.
Have a great week.